Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, you a song, baby, you make me wanna roll my window down and cruise.
They've been on the top 100 charts for many weeks, and with the remix produced, they now show that the total of the versions of the songs combined have sold over 7 million copies in the United States alone. So I like to throw in a little bit of country every now and then. I can always bring rock and roll if I want to, but now and then I like to do something different. And this is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a radio group, chat group, poetry group that hangs out at allpoetry.com, which is one of the largest poetry sites out there. And it's free to join if you're a poet and you need a place to bleed your therapy. Look us up. You can hit the group tabs, and you'll find us under A Team of Voices. If you're already a member, come on over and check us out. You can call in to participate in the show by dialing 1-646-668-2837, and we would love to hear from you. If you're already in the group, click on the topic boards. They are listed by date, and you can keep track of what's going on and hang out with us. And before we jump into the show and I let all these people in the studio in, I just want to shout out thank you to Joe and Chris and Brittany over at New Wave Auto. They're in Vineland, New Jersey, and they did some really awesome things to pull stuff together, and they're really awesome. www.newwaveautovineland.com. So thank you all very, very much. And with that being said, I will start with Mr. Hatter, my co-host, my big brother. Hey, Hatter.
Hey.
Hey.
We got an umbrella, too.
Huh?
I heard we got an umbrella somewhere.
An umbrella. Why is it raining?
We're under the umbrella of... Yeah.
Oh, well... Like I say tomato, you say tomato. I say whatever, you say umbrella. Something like that, right? Anyway, with the studio's packed. Let me let some of these people into the room. Like, Sweet's already in the room. But, Sweet, say hello.
Yes. Hello, hello.
So glad you're here. And Sky's already in the room because she's been here for a while. Hey, Sky, I'm glad you're here.
Hello.
And we have the dynamic duo from A Poetic Slice of Life Radio, Stephen and Kay. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hello.
So glad you're here. And we have David. Welcome to the show, David. Glad you're here.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Hi, guys.
And
I'm glad to be here.
We have still more. Here I go. And we have Mr. Wayne Gent. Hello, Wayne. Welcome to the show.
Hello, poets. Nice to be here.
Hey, Wayne.
And let's see what else we got here. We have area code 209. Hello, 209. Who am I speaking to?
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Kimberly. Good to hear from you.
Hi.
Glad you're here. And I have a second number, 907. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking to?
It's Liquid Damage.
Linda.
Hi,
hey, Linda.
Deb.
Linda.
Hi, everybody.
It's been so long. How
are
you doing?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't write a poem for the prompt, so I just brought something along.
Okay, well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're here. And there's a lot of poems and a lot of people, and some are on a time crunch, so I'm going to do those, and then I'll do a second check for time crunches. But let me get this started. I'm going to the board, and I am going to grab the poem that Kay brought for her prompt and put it on the board. And let's get this going and miss. Okay, Kay, as soon as you see yours, please dazzle us with your brilliance.
Okay. I call this quilted wool wrinkled, levered in crisp buttons of seasonal knitting. She stifled back a yawn, bridging hands to existence of time upon arching beams of principle, veteran prolixity. If she doesn't have the wells of understanding, she'll make them wear the terry. Humbled in hunger, asleep upon eyes, not be in vain. Sound of water, ice's lineage of breaking free, in bands of burnt valves. Water soluble, in days of strawberries upon cranberries, waverings in apples of first pluckings. Russets of golden bronze, waves the awakening of dawn. Sourwood and black tupin, a captivation in flowered crimsons eavesdropping, becomes a seminar of etiquette and silence. Sugar mapled and orange-red stripes, the veins almost colorless. Decomposition restocks the soil and reaps of countrysides. Knowingness, the bravery of folding in a canvas of hues. Holly berries and sprigs of emerald green, with cobalt blue skies are stark and black and white linens that win and land for a spell and tidings. And poem.
How utterly beautiful. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was such a tranquilness to, between your voice as you read and the amazing descriptions that you used the word bank to create to the feel, and even a smell like sugar maple and orange, red stripes. There's something about that you can almost smell the sweetness of it. But there's like an uplifting, beautiful feel to it. I absolutely adore the couplet at the end, because as cobalt skies are stark in black and white lining that linen land for a spell and tidings. It feels like a play on words for a cloud with a silver lining, and it's an amazing one. And I've said it quite a few times before, maybe a few dozen, but you are a queen of metaphors. And I'm trying not to say abstract all the time, because you know, you're a lot more than that. And this is, like I said, it's just very beautiful. And the sounds of water, ice, it's just the sights, the sounds, the smells, almost a taste, but amazing. I really enjoyed it. And again, a beautiful read. And I'm sorry that I forgot to ask you if you wanted to play the recording, but I'm kind of glad you didn't, because your voice really loved me in. Let me get you some comments.
Thank you. How about
if I get a comment from Sky, please?
Yes, I thought it was an excellent piece. The sound of water, ice, is the lineage of breaking free, and bands of burnt fowl. I really, really love the language here, as I always do. You bring in so much of you. I read this too, strawberries upon cranberries and apples of first plucking. You just brought in not only so much color in this season, but also things that you do within the season. Those late September and October apple pickings, and just so many things that just reminds me. I also really like how you say flowered crimson eavesdropping, that little play on personification, and then even the etiquette and silence. Like, it's really creative how you're able to combine words in creative and unique ways, and it's kind of like, oh, I never thought about that before. That's pretty creative, and really the fabric of it is quite wonderful. Really well done.
Thank you.
Beautiful comment. And how about I get a comment from Sweet, please?
Hello. Well, as always, this is beautiful, but I love the line, becomes a seminar of adequate in silence. I know so many people that need to go to that, to include myself. I think there's something to be said about that, the ability to sit in silence and enjoy what's around you. And what you describe, what's around us, is something I would love to sit and just listen to. I love, as cobalt skies are stark and black and white names that linen land fall for a spell and tidings. What a beautiful line. I could read all your lines and everything, but to be able just to sit in that world and think and be able to, like, think inside of yourself, to me it's metaphorical for just meditation, to be in there, to, you know, be a part of oneself without thinking about anything but what you have to be and you know, what the world is about and where you are and what you have. at least it is for me, and I have that peace inside that poem, and meditation and all of that. So I found that spirituality in there, and I really enjoyed it, Kay.
Thank you.
Beautiful comment. And I was just noticing on the side there that this is on a list of one of 300 tens. Just saying. Let me get a comment from Linda, please.
Yeah, Kay, that was, like, beautiful. I mean, it's the least, what's the word I'm looking for? Abstract poem I've read of yours. And my favorite line here is "Russets of golden bronze waves the awakening dawn." That is just a beautiful line, as there are so many in this poem. It was very, your reading of it was very lovely, and I enjoyed it quite well. So thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
Gorgeous comment. And Stephen, will you comment for Kay and then read your poem for us?
Well, I definitely agree with what everybody said here, because it is absolutely beautiful. I like the autumn imagery in this and the reality of nature with a little message probably underneath. You can't help but to think of the harvest, like Sky had mentioned, when you combine all those words together, strawberries upon cranberries and waverings of apples. But then you even say, when you say russets of gold, bronze waves, you think of potatoes with the russet potatoes, right? And then when you go into that sugar, maple, and orange red space, decomposition restocks the soils. That's the leaves, you know, the leaves fall, they crumble, and under the snow they turn into, they feed the soil, and they give it more nutrients for next year's harvest.
Yeah.
I like this a lot. It's very, very cool.
Thank you. Autumn and winter are my seasons.
Yes. You even bring in the winter a little bit there with the holly berries.
Yeah, that's the goal.
All right. And I had to go playful with that picture, because that picture made me think of the cat that we had when we first started out, Annie. She was a beautiful, chubby calico, and I couldn't help but to think of her with that picture. And I call this "The Falling Leaves Drift by the Window." Sipping warm cider at the window, watching autumn entertainment through the glass as the hairy front finder eyes her prey. The red, yellow, and tangerine leaves fall through the cobalt sky that is dotted with marshmallow clouds and kiss the emerald blades of the yard. She sits upon the wood handrail, her whiskered nose twitching, her corkscrew tail flitting to and fro, a pile of clawed fallen quarry pinned beneath her paws. Front legs folded under her calico fur as the crisp breeze blows waves through her cotton coat. Dilated pupils say she isn't quite ready to retire to the warmth of her fleece cat bed. End poem.
I love the end. Dilated pupils say she isn't quite ready to retire to the warmth of her fleece cat bed. I love that the whole poem is endearing and sweet, and I love it, but there's just something about your wording there. Those dilated pupils, you know that, I call that, you better put that bugger away, and I'm like that little bugger. That was really cool. And the colors, the red, yellow, and tangerine leaves fall through the cobalt sky that is dotted with marshmallow clouds and kiss the emerald blades of the yard. It's just gorgeous descriptions. Love for a kitty. It's another feel good, and I like the fact that you just said that Kay's was like that, because it's one of your two favorite seasons, and your joy of the season is shown in this one too. This is a really fun brevity, Stephen, but like I said, I'm really taken by the last three lines, especially. Fabulous work. Let me get you some comments. Let me go to Wayne Kent, please.
Yes, Steve, this is a wonderful poem. I like any poem that's about a feline. You made it sound so warm and cozy, and I believe cats are born retired. I don't think they have to retire. They're born retired. They sleep about 16 hours a day. And all I can say about this poem is meow, meow, meow. Great job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And how about a comment from David, please?
Yeah, I really like this one, too. I thought you and Kay, Stephen, you've captured the whole essence of fall, I think, right here. I agree with what Deb said about the last stanza. It's really cool. Cats are, when it's Christmas outside, cats are really frisky and mischievous and, you know, and that sort of thing. And you captured that essence, you know, in your poem here. You know, I like the very first line. I thought it started the poem out really well. It says, sipping warm cider at the window, watching autumn entertainment through the glass as the hairy frond finder eyes her prey. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's about all I was doing today was just looking through the window. I didn't go outside. But it was a beautiful poem, and I really liked the way you did it.
Thank you, Dave.
Awesome comment, mm-hmm. Dave. And Kimberly, did you want to comment?
Sure. I like the part where it says, corkscrew tail flitting to and fro, a pile of quad fallen quarry pinned beneath her paws. That's just so cute. That's so cute. You can just imagine her having leaves or whatever pinned between her little feet, you know. But the whole thing is very, very beautiful. You can feel the essence of the cat, how it's kind of, it's real sweet, but it's rotten, you know? Like it has an attitude with it.
Thank you, Kim.
Awesome comment. And Sky, while I grab your link, will you comment for Stephen?
Yes, I'd love to. Oh, I have a lot. Okay. So this kind of reminds me of when the kids go swimming and it's getting cold and their lips are blue, but they just stay like 10 more minutes and just see them chattering. I loved it. I really did. I love that you went to a more personal setting with you and a cat that this reminded you of. And I love the sachets of seasons. And it just was like the enjoyment of one cat in one moment. And then, of course, these details, like, and she sits upon the wood rail and her whiskered nose twitching, her corkscrew tail flitting to and fro. I can just, you see that. And it's not a gift. It's a picture, but I can actually see the tail waving back and forth. And, you know, they just love to do that. Mm-hmm. So I loved all those little tiny details and definitely was filled with reminiscing and love. So I very much enjoyed it.
Awesome comment. And before you read, I don't know how long you guys are going to stay. So do you have some information about what's happening at Poetic Slice this week?
Yeah, actually, our next show is the first day of December, so that's Wednesday, December 1st. It is the Poetic Inklings of Tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern. And because it's December and Kay and I love Christmas so much, we are going with a Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, as well as the short story. It's based on The Greatest Gift. We have quotes from both to write to, so we'll check out the topic folder. That's what I get.
Okay. Awesome. Looking forward to it. And now, Miss Sky, did you have something that you would like to push before you read?
Oh, yes. My next show is Saturday. And guess what? Christmas is already starting. Stephen, we'll do that up later. It's a double feature. All right. Go ahead.
It's the late night double feature picture show. I want to go.
Oh, you see, you don't even need a button.
I know. He does that for me every time. I love it. We're doing a double feature, Home Alone 1 and 2. You could write to any of the themes, characters, quotes. You can go anywhere you want, of course. You can pretty much go anywhere you want. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, Home Alone 1 and 2. If you really like the newer ones, you could write to those if you want to, but it's just 1 and 2. So, yeah, Ring Me Christmas, Saturday, 8 p.m. Already. Starting off strong.
No homework.
I know, no homework. She's like, those shows are no homework shows. Thank you, Deb. All right, I just want to say, Deb, I know it doesn't happen all the time. I followed all the rules. I know I give you so many rules, and I don't always follow yours. But I followed all the rules this time. So this is called Oak Leaf Spurs and Mosaic Pottery Barn by Sky Darkhawk. There is a motley forest canvas that lives in November's mold, a mosaic pottery barn of quilted okra fabric, a flannel of crimson carnelian made with an interchangeable knit of cornelian carmine and bronzing oak leaf spurs. The green that once was sheds her spring and summer dress, then bids bonjour to those snow rain tumble days. A ring of ripples and button drips, a gather leaves like marbled netting of amber curls and mudfish orange. And when those timbers are bare enough for winter's rouse, there lies a gamboge water garden of burnt sienna and cinnamon spice, waiting to sink, or rather sleep, in river's bed.
Somebody needs to go.
I know. It's hard to read. I'm sorry. I get easily distracted.
Yeah, I hate it when I do.
In river's bed, yes. And home.
I'm
so sorry. I was trying to find. I'm sorry, Sky. I was trying to find it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think maybe you could do it again? And guys, I'm just gonna.
I can do it again.
Yeah. Can you guys mute yourself, please, while Sky reads? I'd appreciate it. Go ahead, Sky.
Oakley Spurs and Mosaic Pottery Barn by Sky Dark Home. There is a motley forest canvas that lives in November's mold, mosaic pottery barn of quilted okra fabric, a flannel of crimson carnelian made with an interchangeable knit of cornelian carmine and bronzing oak leaf spurs. The green that once was sheds her spring and summer dress and bids bonjour to those snow rain tumble days. A ring of ripples and button drips that gather leaves like marbled netting of amber curls and mudfish orange. And when those timbers are bare enough for winter's rouse, there lies a gamboge water garden of burnt sienna and cinnamon spice, waiting to sink, or rather sleep, in river's bed. And home.
Gorgeous. You know, I remember that you had a really tough time choosing your photo with this particular prompt. And to be honest, I love when that happens. If so many grab you that you can't pick easily, I say, welcome to my world, Miss. You know. Anyway, but no, the poem, Oak Leaf Spurs and Mosaic Pottery Barns, amazing title, because it sort of has those tones of ceramic, like clay pots and stuff. So the title is awesome, perfect. And a mosaic pottery barn of quilted okra fabric. The green that once was sheds her spring and summer dress, then bids bonjour to those snow rain tumble days. I like the carefree wording that you use, such as the snow rain tumble days, the fact that you mentioned the pottery, the fabrics, it makes you think of quilting and stuff like that, stuff that pulls you into fall. Marbled netting of amber curls and mudfish orange. I mean, it's just, you absolutely gave us all the details we need to see with your words what we see with our eyes from that photo. So like a brilliant use of the prompt, and I'm just, I keep pulling back to the quilted fabrics and the flannel and crimson carmelian. I mean, I think that you did an excellent job with this, Sky. Let me get you some comments in there. Where am I on that list? How about I get it? Hatter, comment for Sky. Hatter, are you muted?
Hatter?
Sounds like somebody's asleep.
I know, but I can't. I'll just bat in a thousand. Okay, maybe I found it. I'm not sure. Okay, let me spin up here and see if I can get a comment for Sky from Stephen, please.
I like this a lot. First off, the Pottery Barn reminds me of a store that used to be around here, but there isn't one anymore. And I see Sweet Pea says they still have them in Colorado, but I don't think there's any left in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the imagery in this is outstanding. There's a river that runs through where we live and actually almost surrounds the town I grew up in, mm-hmm. Called the Grand River. And I've fished it many times in the fall. And I feel that your descriptions hit home. I thought this was great.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yep. Awesome comment. Is Kay still with us?
Yeah. I like the Pottery Barn reference because, those make me think of that. Because one of my most practical, at first I thought it was the most ugliest thing, but it ended up being very practical.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I had gotten as a wedding gift. And it lasted for 17 years before it broke. It was an awesome pottery mixing bowl. So it was a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like how you brought that in there because it made me think back to that little tidbit. But I like how you speak about a mosaic pottery barn of quilted ocher fabric. Every line has its striking visual to take in because you bring in life that's bursting with colorful fabrics and textures. Speaking of nature, and bring in the view of meaning to embrace nature and seize with open arms to fall into. It's an awesome share.
I wish we could find another
Thank
one of those.
Excellent comment. And I can't find that either. I really apologize, guys. I don't know what to think. All right.
I'll comment.
Please do, Wayne. Thank you.
All right. I think it's a lovely poem with lots of textures and colors, and it was read with a cute applied motion that made me want to sigh. I was waiting to sink or rather sleep in the river's bed. This is a company poem that makes me want to come out and give you a hug. It's a great job with this. I love it.
Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Sweet, you're the next reader, so while I get your link, will you comment for Sky?
I think, your imagery is powerful. You can actually touch it and feel it, and you want it. It's just got those in-depth, flowing moments. And as I always say, you're one of my faves, and it's perfection. Perfection works me here.
Thank you, Sweet.
And, of course, I sent you another message on it, but that's between me and me.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that last one. That's why I didn't laugh. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said I sent you a very private, intimate message on it, but that's between me and me.
Oh, okay. All right. Absolutely. Absolutely, I was.
The girl in the attic. I have to mess with her people. All right. Let's see where I'm at. Okay. Good night, Linda. A fall day. That's what I got. And I love this picture. Terracotta pots bloom, falls, orange, and yellow mums. Autumn's crisp breeze steers tangerine leaves dancing in the air, teasing lazy gray cats on windowsills, licking their whiskers. Hot coffee steams and fruit tea smell delicious. Classic red flannels, leather jackets, and cashmere sweaters with fur. Mosaic of fabrics stay warm as they stand at the cafe doors. Hammers echo, barbershops buzz, grocery shops ring with rumors. As ebony drips into the shadows of the evening rose shade, a golden harvest moon sighs and says goodnight. End poem.
Wow, sweet. As ebony drips in the shadows of the evening, rose shade, a golden harvest moon sighs and says goodnight. What a beautifully tranquil ending. And like, you had me at hot coffee, just saying. But your descriptions of the view were spot on, to where we didn't need the photo. You just started right in with the terracotta pots, with the blooming fall flowers, and you could just automatically, your own personal favorite fall flower or colors pop into your mind, and then you gave them to us in the oranges and yellows and the mums. So right off the bat, you started splashing the colors and the images at us and overloading us in like a kaleidoscope of imagery and coffee. Did I mention that coffee? And I like with fur, a mosaic of fabrics stay warm as they stand at the cafe door. There's just there's a theme tonight, I think. There's a joy that everyone's getting out of the colors and sights and senses of the season, and it's coming out in your pens. Spectacular imagery, sweet. I love it.
Thank you.
Let me get you some comments. Let me start with Sky, please.
Oh, thank you. This is absolutely wonderful. I feel like you fit a lot of those words right in the three stanzas, which is really hard to do, because you just really went all out with the flannel leather jackets and cashmere sweaters with fur in the mosaic fabric. I think it's cool when people can take a word bank and, they kind of create creative ways to finagle them together so they're concise. I think it's like a challenge almost when you're doing, lines of literature to try to say, okay, how can I make these words go together? And I think you did it quite well. And, of course, this little shop is quite beautiful, and you did it wonderfully. I also really like the yellow mums. You brought in those specific flowers, which I always enjoy. And then, of course, the tangerine leaves bursting those colors in there. And you didn't just leave it at that. You were very specific with the barbershop. I like when poems put specific places and kind of bring a breath of reality into a picture. Like, this is real life going on here. This is a real place. And it makes it more of a connection to the poem. So really well done.
Thank you.
Awesome comment, Guy. Thank you very much. And I'm pretty sure that you have to get to bed, but I appreciate you calling before
thank
you did. Have
some
respect.
And I can bookmark everybody. So, Linda, you need to fix your link so I can bookmark you, Linda. Good night.
Okay.
All right, now, AP, welcome to the show. How much time do you have?
Sweet. Not a heap, but Sweet walks out one door and Dara walks in the other, you know. So
that was Sky, so,
Sky.
And I do think,
was
that, yeah, and I do think that one half, the other half, Sweet and Dara does want to have a conversation with you if she hasn't already, so. Just thought I'd say that.
No, well, there
you go. And if you would put your link directly on the board for us, that would be awesome.
Yes. Well, I sort of, you know, when in doubt, go cute, Deb. And so that was sort of my description for this week. So here be the Ladybird poem. Stealing a ruby and black of Illanel, and it goes a little bit like this. Liquid crystal steals both ruby and black, leaf shelters in toward autumn folded. A ladybird rests before flying back. Curved and curly as veined within to track, upon pink fronds the spots so moulded. Liquid crystal steals both ruby and black. Hues marbled as the teasing winds do rack, soon will mottle leaving an orange scalded. A ladybird rests before flying back. Wings of grey remain crocheted upon stack, camouflaged as liquid crystal steels, both ruby and black. Makes ready, so a resulting path track, by crisp canvas stays a manifolded. The ladybird rests before flying back. Eve calls to orbs, the stars provide flack, sun droops as in silk ebon refolded. Liquid crystal steels, both ruby and black. A ladybird rests before flying back.
That's gorgeous, and it reminded me that the differences in some of the things, as example, I believe all of us over here call that a ladybug, and I know that quite around many places around the world it's called a ladybird, and.
Mm-hmm.
I always love when something like that pops up. But that aside, totally aside from the gorgeous poem, the trickle that happens with your wording and stuff, it is so gorgeous. And I think, for some reason, to me, there's a glossy dew to the photo. So that liquid crystal struck me right off the get-go. And there's for some reason, you don't usually find a sensual feel in an insect photo, but there's just something so stunningly beautiful about this. I hope somebody would take it, and I'm glad it spoke to you. And your wording is gorgeous. Upon pink fronds are the spots so molded, liquid crystal steals both ruby and black. I think that the form, let alone the gorgeous words that you put in, was a perfect choice for this photo. And I enjoyed that very much. Well worth the wait for the read. And let me get you some comments. Let me see. Where am I at on this list? Sweet, would you like to comment first?
Oh, of course I would, for my stellar. I do like the fact that it's the ladybug, although that's not what you call it. I like the wings of gray and moon crocheted upon stack. Camouflage is all resting unfolded, liquid crystal steels both ruby and black. I love that imagery. And I like the way you use the word crochet. Not that the imagery throughout here is just not as beautiful as you can possibly think of. But the reason I like that you call it Ladybird, because that reminds me of Ladybird Johnson, who was the image, you know, of grace and demure. And the fact the world calls it Ladybird is kind of reminds me of that. But yours, of course, is beautiful and stunning in the tree and all of that. So I applaud you once again, Mr. AP, for your greatness.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gorgeous comment, sweet. And how about if I get a comment from Kimberly?
This is real pretty. I like how the last line, it makes it really stick to you more, you know? But I also like the line that she just read about the wings of gray remain crocheted upon stack. It's just beautiful. I think of wings as being crocheted because it's a little wing. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that is really clever.
Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. And let me see. I don't think that... Okay, she hung up. And how about if I get a comment from Wayne Gent, please?
Yes. This is a very pretty poem you guys got here, very AP, and very well read. I think I know that ladybug. Oh, she likes to rest. I love it. A ladybird rests before crying back. It's beautiful. And it's a very lovely and poetic poem, and I can't wait to see my ladybug again. You wrote such a good poem. I bet she's blushing. Great job.
No, thank
you. Awesome comment. And then let me get one more before you go, and with a reminder to get a hold of Sweet Mr. Dower.
Yes.
How about you, David?
Oh, this was really good. You know, aside from the lovely colors and descriptions in this poem, I'm really intrigued with the way it rhymes, the meter and stuff, the way it works in there. I'm, you know, at the risk of showing my ignorance to all of the ins and outs and different styles of poetry, because I don't, if this has some sort of a form to it, I don't know what it is, but I really like it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so anyway, it's really well written, and I found it really interesting. When you were reading it, you did a really excellent job on that, AP, and I really it pulled me right into the poem itself. You know, I've got a lot of ladybugs that fly around up here at my house during the summertime, but. They're really cool little buggers too. But anyway, I thought you did a really good job on this, and I liked it.
No, thanks, Dave. It's quite a restrictive form because, as you've seen, each of the three lines have to sort of internally rhyme, and then you're using the first and the third lines all the way down the poem, so they've got to work. And
yeah.
Normally a villanelle has 8 syllables per line. I actually made it 10 so that I could fit all the words in. Otherwise, I was struggling to fit all of, you know, Deb's words in from the word bank. So I made it a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But it is quite a restrictive form, and you've really got to choose the right lines to repeat, or otherwise it just gets a bit boring, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, you did a hell of a job with this. This is great. I really thought it was good.
No, thanks, so. Cheers.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And thank you, AP. I'm sure a meeting sitting there on hold waiting for you while you rule the world. So we'll talk soon.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we'll be talking.
Sure. Yeah, Linda. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to say hi to AP. How are you doing, my darling?
Hi, I'm good, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. It was nice to hear you. Beautiful poem, by the way. It was. I like how Deb says a kaleidoscope of imagery, but yours was very stunning and delightful. So thank you for sharing it.
No, thank you, Linda. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good afternoon.
Okie doke. Thanks, Deb. Thanks, everybody. We'll get myself back onto the video conference here and. It doesn't feel like long to Christmas, to be honest, but starting to get busy again. Thank you.
thank
see you,
you,
AP.
Bye, AP.
Okay. Oh, rule the
thanks,
world,
guys.
My
talk soon. We'll try. Okay, have fun.
All right. And say hello to Lady A, everyone. Hi, sis. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hello,
Lady
A.
Hello,
Lady A.
Okay,
hey,
now
hello,
we are on.
Big ganger tonight, eh?
Yeah, we got a nice crowd. Now, here we are. I just finished everybody who pre-asked for beginning, and I want to see of those in the room where you stand with time.
I got about 30 minutes.
I have time.
I've got a little time.
Okay.
Well
then,
I should probably, Deb.
Yes.
Deborah. I should probably go pretty soon because my dog's going to start fussing. He wants to go outside. This is a brand new distraction I have since I've got him. So, you know,
okay,
if you want to...
Hold on 1 second, and I'll get your link, and I want to see if I can get Sweet to push her show for Thursday. Are you still here, Sweet?
Okay.
I'm trying to... She might have left. There
yes,
she is.
I am. No, I'm here.
Push your show while I get David's link.
Okay, Thursday night on Sweet Discussion for the rest of the holiday year is going to be open poetry. So just come sit around the bonfire, no stress, no mess, no rapping, no people pressuring you. Just warm cider, warm wine, or Jack Daniels, whatever you want to bring. Bring your poetry. Come have a talk. Let's just relax and bring what you want to bring. Come on by. Sweet Discussions. We'll see you Thursday.
Well, well.
Cool.
What an amazing
sounds good to me.
Intro to Thursday.
And,
see you there. Love
and,
you, Sweet.
Yeah, and I love you. We'll talk to you later, guys. Have a great night. Bye.
Next week.
Okay, now, David, your poem is on the board, so it is your turn to dazzle.
Okay. This particular prompt really spoke to me, and I call it The Face of Fall. A mighty oak tree engraved from the mountainside looks out into purple-litten fall skies, silky in its flannel temperance. Calls to the goddess of the fall who sleeps within all trees, but this oak is her home, for it is a part of her. Oh, my goddess of the fall, please come forth and show me, pray tell, these colors of the fall, for I cannot see them without thee. The mountain oak beseeches the face of fall once again. My lovely oak, 'tis my greatest pleasure to show to thee the fall once again to thee, my tree, your leaves in copper hues, spiked in oranges, engraved in veined yellow silk, most exquisite this year, falling from your limbs, turning into butterflies against a pastel valley floor, flitting away from warm updrafts, carrying the fragrance of amaryllis and her queen of the night, surrounded by cyclamen soldiers, by her cyclamen soldiers, in shades of pink marbled alabaster, petals sending the face of fall their presence of love for her splendid views, for all the flora and fauna to really see. Mountain oaks, everlasting daughters of dedication to the mountain oak, all and those rocky mountaintops, all things upon the valley floor, caretakers, crystals, cushioned, touched magical in their caress of silk-spiked liquid suede, glowing in diaphanous chiffons, tinted with the paintbrushes of fall in sunset yellows and oranges of a setting sun. The face of fall once again said goodnight to the valley from her home upon the mountaintop. Within the giant mountain oak, she spoke to her children of the valley floor, saying, I shall return tomorrow morning so that ye may see through my eyes. Good night to you all. So the flowers did fold up their pleated petals, sleepy in their reverie. The winds in the valley wrapped themselves around the trees, kissing their boughs, bearing the fragrance of the forest floor to all who truly believe. For my dog and I bear witness with the dark mother, her gunpowder and cotton candy kisses upon my neck, the universe reclining in her hair. End poem.
Very nice. Where's Deb?
Deb's talking to her mute button. Thank you for asking. I was like, there we go with those details. Like the face of fall once again said goodnight to the valley from her home upon the mountaintop. Down further, goodnight to you all. So the flowers did hold up their pleated sleepy in their reverie. Further up, what was that? Flitting away upon warm updrafts, carrying the fragrance of amaryllis and her queen of the night, surrounded by her cadmen soldiers, cyclamen soldiers. But Dave, between the images and the scents And the way that you took this photo of with the monarch butterflies and like completely enchanted it is amazing. I mean, from the very first line, a mighty oak tree engraved from the mountainside. Really, really, and then calls to the goddess of fall who sleeps within the trees. That those two lines there give a reason for that face to be coming out of the trunk like that. So you paid so mm-hmm. much attention to the details in the photo and then dripped them all over the page and turned them into this really awesome story. And I think you did it brilliantly, David. Fantastic
thank
share.
You, Deb.
Let me get you some comments. Let me start with Lady A, please.
Well, it's quite mesmerizing, your storytelling, Dave,
thank you.
The dark. Yeah, and I have to really, I feel kind of stupid because I don't understand a lot of the stuff that you're saying, but I know that it's very inventive and creative and smart, very intelligent writing. And well, no, but it is, Dave, because you have you know, the whole science-based thing that you revolve your writing around is quite impressive, and so this is, you know, more of the same, and you do a wonderful job with that.
Oh, well, thank you, Lady A. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's
much.
A gorgeous comment. And let me get a comment from Kimberly, please.
I'm sorry, I was making a bottle. I have my grandbaby here.
No problem at all. I'll catch you the next time. And how about if I get a comment from Linda, please?
Yes, David, your poetry is so beautiful, and you are meticulous to detail. It's just a very incredible thing. But no, this was very well written, and I loved how you read it. The imagery was beautiful. I loved the colors, just popped out, and it was a good job. So thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you, Linda. I appreciate that very much.
You're very welcome.
Awesome comment, Linda. And Wayne, how about if you comment while I get your link, please?
I can do that. I said, this is a very colorful poem. We had a visit from the goddess of fall that showed up there. Wonderful descriptions of the mighty oak tree, a great perspective of the autumn scene. I think you did a great job with this, Dave. And I loved it. Good job.
Oh, thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, my poem ain't quite as clear as yours. Mine was pretty abstract, but it's about a beauty. The picture's about two dragons, and one's flying across the water. So I looked at it like it was in some
yeah.
kind of a track meet or something. So it was in some kind of competition. So listen to the poem
I
and see what you think
one.
About it.
I saw that one. I thought, boy, that would be a fun one to write to. And then I looked and saw that you'd taken it. So, but anyway,
I'm sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Sure.
I don't mean to interrupt, but Kimberly, hold on 1 second. David, I'm sorry, Wayne, can you go like now? Would you mind waiting 5 more minutes and letting her go before you, please?
Go ahead.
I appreciate it. Kimberly, I'll grab yours right now. You were after Wayne. I'll just bump it up. I'll bump it up one. I was just going by the studio. So let me grab it. I will be right there, and then you can get back to your grandbaby, and we will have got to hear you read. As soon as you see it, please take us away.
Okay. It's called Autumn. Sunrise battles to melt, forest blurred velvet haze. Quickening of steps, shortening of days. Dew-laced leaves sparkle, liquid crystals drizzle down from each crinkly leaf, gold crimson and brown. An old slotted chestnut tree, dotted amber, auburn, and red, folded and cushioned into a comfy, crisp, quilted bed. Up to treetop scurry, tiny furry padded paws, bulging cheeks round, rigid wood with their claws. Full bellies must scamper to fill their hold until winter arrives and outside is too cold. And come.
Mm-hmm.
I love that ending. full bellies must scamper to fill their hold until winter arrives and outside is too cold. On a totally unrelated topic, do you read your poetry to the children, to the babies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I bet
it.
They'd love listening to that. I think you did a great job enchanting the photo, especially where I just read with those full bellies that scamper. There's just something so endearing about that spot. But I really like the second stanza as well. Dew laced leaves sparkle, liquid crystal drizzle down. From each crinkly leaf, gold, crimson, and brown, your words are playful, your rhyme is great, your images are bold and beautiful, and one last time, fantastic ending there. Let me get you some comments, and I'm really happy that you are calling again. Keep them coming. Let me start with David, please.
Well, this was really, really well written. I really like the way your rhyme and meter went on this. It was. I don't translate abstract very well. So to me, this was a really straightforward poem, and I enjoyed it. Sunrise battles to melt forest lurid velvet haze, quickening of steps, shortening of days. Boy, isn't that the truth? I thought this was really, really interesting. I thought it was very descriptive. I thought your efforts in your poem really mirrored the banner picture that you chose. It's almost magical in a way. Well, I guess it is. You know, it's this time of year is magical, but you really made us see that in your poem. The way you did it. So well done, Kimberly. Really well done.
Thank you.
Awesome comment, David. Thank you very much. And Lady A, will you comment for Kimberly, please?
Sure. I thought this was a lovely poem. I love the rhyme and the cadence especially. And, you know, as Dave said, the descriptions in here, your descriptive words, so there was a lot of wonderful autumn imagery, and it was quite beautifully written with that in there, and I liked I love, let me see, which verse is it, the third verse, and the whole poem I like, but I really love the third verse. An old slotted chestnut tree, dotted amber, auburn, and red, folded and cushioned into comfy, crisp, quilted bed. I thought that was fantastic. That was a wonderful, wonderful verse. And on it goes, but I mean, you know, you can see everything, the chipmunks and squirrels gathering up the nuts and trying to hide them for the winter, and it just, you know, words like scamper, the full bellies must scamper to fill their hole until winter arrives, and outside is too cold. I the cadences and rhyme were excellent, and you had some beautiful imagery, and I loved that third verse.
Thank you.
Beautiful comment. And let me get you one more, Kimberly. Wayne, will you comment for Kimberly before you read? And thank you again for swapping spots with her.
Oh, that's no problem. This is a wonderful poem with a lovely rhyme. It reads like a nursery rhyme type of poem. It's got a great flow, nice balance, and a wonderful ending. It's a very good job on this poem, and nice to see you here tonight. Good job.
Thank you. I'll see you guys later.
Thank you for calling. Amazing poem.
Thank you.
Anybody don't understand my poem, it's perfectly all right, because I was pretty much in a never land when I wrote it. So hope you enjoy it.
And we have a recording for Wayne, so sit tight. He's going to dazzle.
This is called Dragons Compete. Dawn yawns as depths of dragon draws lines on Lavender Lake. Trunk tucked, tickling tide, with thumb trained for trophy take.
Ambassador Dragon, Announcer Dario, Amber Alleyway, In Air, Mr. Muscle Mountain, Mirrors Reflect, Making Men Stare, Serrated Slate Stones, Sit Shouting, At Silent Shadow Shore, Perfume Polished, Performing Puppet Dragons, Demand More, Fake Flimsy, Folded Fingers, Fail, It's Flying Final Feature, Flight Flew, Dipple Dotted Dragon, Carry Crisp, Checker Checks, To Crew, Bubbled Corkscrew Champagne, Danced, With Spike's Angry Wine, Bronze Embroidered Bouquets, Whispered, As Then the Dragons Dine, Marbled Framed Portrait, With Porcelainized Clusters, Hangs, Overhead, Wounded Worn Winged Warrior, Wears Wintergreen Ribbons, To Bed, In.
Terrible music.
I didn't even notice the music. Yeah, the music. I was listening to your words. You've been putting, I'm trying to put my finger on it. I have been for your last couple of tapes. There's something different in you. You know what I think it is, Wayne? I think it's confidence. I think that you're just relaxed and your confidence is showing as you read for us now, because now you know we're fans. And it makes it a little easier, I think. But it shows in your reads, in the tone in your voice, and I'm echoing. Let me see something. Let me try this.
How's that? Okay, I hear the echo. You have your signature alliteration that runs through your stanzas, and key things to note would be the fact that you're able to spin these stories and thread them filled with all kinds of words. Wait, 107, my, and a 10. So, like, you're just flat out turning into a slot machine for 10 poems, just saying. And I really am enjoying this new confident Wayne, who brings us these amazing stories and awesome backgrounds, and like I said, you might. I like that you get to listen to it and critique yourself. And I'm sorry you didn't like the music, because I thought you did a heck of a job. Fabulous share.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How about from Lady A, please? Yes. Are you muted?
I am, sorry. I agree with what you were saying with his confidence. I think he has, you have, your poetry has changed so much, like the content of it and the seriousness of it, and I really enjoy it. I think that you're doing a great job with what you're writing about now and how you write it, and oh, excuse me, I'm really short of breath. I'm going to have to put myself on hold for a second. It's
take great it job.
Beautiful comment, though. And Linda, will you comment for Wayne, please?
Sure, Wayne. Yeah, that's amazing how you can do that with alliteration. You are the king of alliteration, my friend. I was kind of waiting for it to break out into humor, but I'm kind of glad you didn't, because this showed another side of you, a serious side, and it was very well done. So thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. And I still do a lot, quite a bit of comedy. I do it on one of the other stations. I'm trying to learn a style of writing from Dibb's words, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thrilled that you keep writing these poems
And then you send me these messages, oh, another 10, oh, one of my highest ratings, oh, thank you. And you know, you have no idea how much it makes my day when you do that, Wayne. So on the side note, thank you for that.
I appreciate
it.
You. I should be thanking you.
You do, often, and I appreciate it, just saying. All right, now let's let Lady A relax for a minute, and I'm going to – Linda, I don't know what poem you brought, but did you say you could stay? Because if you're not in a rush, I was going to see if I could get you to read something first and then
Sure. Yeah, I can stay.
Okay. Now, what I need you to do for this one is I need you to go into my topic board because this is the last poem that Xylophonic Blue sent, and he doesn't have a link anymore because he left the site, but he sent me this by email. So if you look under that photo, do you see where it says X and all the dashes? There's a photo there that says read more, and it says beyond a red clay waterfall.
Okay, hang on.
No problem.
See more. Okay. And then what am I looking for after see more?
Okay, do you see where it says X and a line, and he does put his all poetry link under the picture of, say, the Grand Canyon?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me bring it over to the chat wall just to be safe. And just you go to the chat room, and I'll meet you there in 1 second with the words. Okay, refresh your page, and then you should see the poem right on the chat wall. And anybody listening, do me a favor, don't comment for a moment so that the board stays still for Linda while she reads for me. And Linda, as soon as you see it, please go ahead.
Okay. It's Beyond the Red Clay Waterfall by Xylophonic Blues. Oh, cotton air, accordioned linen stretching into seamless daylights, cashmere voices unspooling flux, fuel rods radiate indigo, eyes hooded peaks, shifting weight, saffron pistol nectar, levered mosaic weight, balance born quietly, terracotta sequin windows upon tiger's jasper lanterns. Altitude stagger, copper amasses, pewter storms catalyze, and amber porch light is drawn thin. Dimpled moonlight cistern upon your bearing in the summary of messages cloaked by the wind. 2. Eyelet swayed footsteps nested inside flannel's long night. Scorpions run through mahogany canvas. Gravity's chambers, tassels taking root. Corduroy pleated blankets, drinking points, sculptures, holes wrapped in braille, granules, slow motion, flinted pillows, blinded galaxy squint, anatomy in shadow from the sun, bladed ridges, gray mirage, mirage. Heat pavement, cobblestone crevices, oxygen-stained electric inked moonlight, slopes hexagonal depth, yesterday's nomadic flying westward, bulwark reaching at the outer bounds of chaos, wilted sky, chasing tomorrow's shadows, tumulate points through the door. 4. Pendulum portraits, morning sky slumber lies hidden under. Water clouds, meteors, seamless gray chill, brick and by brick interior breaks, earth chambered crown turned into dust, dragonflies, butterscotch, core hangs, flowing hatches deep, hedges rigid, sightseers, turban, crayon pitted in the muffled mist, corrugated yellow black, Pale, 5, Desert Crescent Fitful Fleece, Suspensions Vestments Depleted, Regiment Gaps, Sunbeams Lost in the Dusk, Descend, Summit Externalities, Blindfolded Alphabetically, Cornet Pillars Unyielding Shoulders, Clusters in Muddled Rock Flame, Charcoal Flint Chimneys Harness Vertical Dauntings, Fissures Volatile Blocks, Night Expanse Roof of the Worlds Listen, Eternal Orbit Stirring, Heaven's Dim Twilight Unbroken, Intensified Faith Aviation Sphere. 6. At Dawn Marmalade's Tumbleweed Ripples, Chiffon Orb Sand Whispered Lullabies, Scarlet Sanctuaries of Staggering Sight, Ringed Around the Rosy Punctuated Salamander Searchlight, Sandstone's Fragile Vase, Praying for Another Day, Silk-Threaded Web Satin Spider's Transient Web, Prism's Ginger Spice Traveler, Skyline Inferno's Pulse Tangerine Red. 7. Stucco Quartz. Uh-oh, I lost it. Hang on. Come on.
I got this. Stucco Quartz, Shingled Stairs, Monarch Alleyds, Cradle, Firestone, Deadline, Meteor's Dress, Sunflowers, Wild and Molding, Rutland Eyes, Ravages, Wrinkle of Time, Constellation, Roadmap, Shaken, Pinnacle, Cease, Glacier Line, Sob of Shadows, Listing, Free Fall of Brimstone, Caverns, A Cup of Gravity, 8, Misty Deleted Palm, Water Weeps Beyond White Leopard Snows, Icy Winds, and Empty Husk of Death, Swallowtails, Squint, Hidden, Butterflies Are Born Again. Ian?
Thank you
for doing that, Wayne.
And thank you. Thank you both.
Cool.
We appreciate it. There are few poets who use as many vivid, abstract metaphors and descriptions as Hal. And he very much seems to like, I think they call them vignettes. He always likes to write with the vines, and each vine paints a vivid portrait for us. And he's another one of those poets where you have to go back and reread, because sometimes what you thought you read, by the time you get to the end, you're like, wait a minute, and you go back up and read it, and you're like, that's what I think he meant. So it puts you to work, and it shows you flashes of vivid imagery in the entire time. So thank you, Hal. I don't know. I know you left the site, so I don't know if you'll be listening. I'll drop you an email and the link so you can hear us, but I hope you come back someday. And thank you for emailing me this poem. Linda, you read it. What did you think?
Quite a bit said. He's got a meticulous order of words going on, very abstract. So, yeah, sometimes reading it twice or three times can be of help. But he covered a lot of ground and was quite colorful. And I was from the heart. So good job, Zylo.
Awesome comment. And Wayne?
Yes, I was on board when I my comment because I didn't have a poem. I wrote Explode that doesn't leave anything out of his poems. He covers it all. Phrases galore and wonderful wording. A bit complex to be so long, and it's hard to keep focused, but it's a great write. Good job, Herb.
Thank you very much. And Lady A, are you back on?
Yeah, I am. I was, he is very abstract in his poetry, and I think that he writes his very own style, and while I like it, I find it very difficult to understand. Like, what is he trying to say when there's so many short, brief lines that, and each one is different. So I'm not sure what he's trying to pull together. So, and it's too bad he wasn't here, because I'd love to ask him that with this particular poem for sure.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right. So let's see. I thank you, Lady. I just put angels on the board so I can read for her. And Wayne, I don't know how much longer you're staying, but I was hoping you could read for Budo. And here's where we stand. I'm going to read for Angel. If Wayne can stay, he'll read for Budo. And then we have Lady A and Linda's poem. And then I have a SoundCloud from Titus and a SoundCloud from Gerald. And I will need a reader for Iris. And maybe by then, Crystal will call to close out the show for us. So please click on Linda, or I'm sorry, on Heavenly Angel. And her poem is called His Bounty by Heavenly Angel. Here we go. In the still, quiet hours of the morning, when the world has yet to impose its chaos and the daffodil sun has yet to cast apple, berry, and ginger-laced ribbons on heaven's canvas, I sit in reverent appreciation of the cornucopia of blessings bestowed. A time cherished before the events of the day can lodge themselves into my subconscious. A beautiful, crystal clear fall morning, crisp with an early frost, and drops of dew shimmer as liquid diamonds beaded and knitted onto blades of spearmint grass. Time for giving thanks. The Almighty has graciously sent blessings in the form of a love letter engraved with his signature, folded and framed in a riot of colors from amber to wintergreen, webbed across sapphire satin sky. I am humbly thankful for his bounty. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, it felt like a prayer. Obviously, for me to end it by saying amen. Sometimes the things that slip out of our lips do for a reason. So, Angel, that felt like a blessing before a meal or something. It was gorgeous. The images are great. I wondered when you chose this photo what you would do with it, and to just dive right into the bounty and then give thanks for it was a beautiful approach. And I loved the use of the word bank. And as always, when I get to be the reader, I am honored to do so. Let me get you some comments. Linda, what did you think?
Well, I thought this was beautiful. Just line for line, it was just wonderfully written. But I loved the last part. It is time for giving thanks. The Almighty has graciously sent blessings in the form of a love letter engraved with his signature, folded and framed in a riot of colors. That last line there is so beautifully done. In a riot of colors. I like how she put that. But overall, the colors in this, it brought out a warmth about it, and I was very impressed. It was delightful. Thank you for sharing it, Heavenly Angel.
Awesome comment. Thank you so much. And Sis, what do you think?
Well, Heavenly Angel is a beautiful writer, and she always, no matter what the topic is, she always has the ability to write something lovely to it. And so with being Thanksgiving in the U.S., it's, you can feel it in this poem that she's grateful for all of her bounty that, she's had. Throughout the year and days and ahead and behind, and so it was a really very nice poem, appropriate for the time of year for sure.
Awesome comments.
And Wayne, will you come back for Angel and then read for Budo?
Yes, I can do that. I didn't get to hear the poem all the way through because I had to run to the restroom real quick and take a pee because I had to read. But I'm going to leave her comment as soon as I get to hear my, I'm going to comment after the show or after I get through with Budo. I'll comment, but I had to leave for a second.
Okay, thank you.
Budo.
Danny, you're funny.
Well, it's truth. But anyway, this poem is called Stella, and it's by Budo, and it goes like this. Hook, line, and sinker, this was a velvet feline stinker. As autumn gales pondered, Stella barb crawled a wander. Crimson and golden dotted, they giggled and grinned, watched her wide mouth terror with such a process charging. Corpfire and indigo, watercolored metallic skies, tempting bitter fates with summer's cloudy skies. Lemon lime whistled, bent on quilted whim, swaying, secessing, and spiked, they scalloped, scattered, and sequented in a thornless din. The poor Bella's quandary, her fur standing on end, could not rain clarity in gusting autumnal winds. Oh, did she have to give notice for being so bold, or was it alone airborne for whom the Bella did toll? In?
Great read. Thank you so much. I liked it. I wondered where he would go. The picture is so comical, so cartoonish. Hooked, line, and stinker, this velvet feline stinker, as autumn gates pondered, fell a barbed claw to wander. I think it's so cute that he called the kitty Bella. That's so sweet. And lemon and lime whiskered, bent on quilted whim, swaying, sashing, and flaked. They scalloped, slatted, and shingled in the volume din. I think that this is really, really different from some of the stuff. I guess I'm just getting spoiled by listening to him singing the songs all the time, that when he breaks out his lighthearted humor pen, it throws me for a minute. But this was, like, really fun, and I loved it. Oh, did she give notice for being so bold? Or was that lone airborne for whom did Bella told? Like a play on the words for whom the bell tolled. So I thought this was really, really clever and a fun share, Budo. And Wayne, I thought you read beautifully for him. Will you comment as well?
Yes, I'll try to comment. It was a very whimsical and entertaining. The use of words was wonderful, and it's a pleasure to read. He did a great job on this little comical piece, and I enjoyed it a whole lot. Great job there, Budo.
Awesome comment. And how about you, Linda?
Yeah, for Budo, this was very, very cool. I mean, usually I'm expecting to hear a beautiful love song or something like that, but this was quite humorous and, yeah, very clever at the end. I liked his little alliteration in here in the fourth verse. But, yeah, for Budo, it was just lovely, as usual. I love his writing. So good job, bud. Stick to it.
Come on. This phone really gets on my nerves sometimes. Awesome comment. And Lady A, will you comment, please?
You know, are you there?
Okay. When I first saw the title, I thought it was about Arbella, but I thought this was a really sweet, endearing tribute to his little kitty, and you know, he can set this to music, and it could be a nice little song too. I'm sure. I thought it was lovely, and it was heartwarming, I guess, is a good word to describe that. It's great.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, did you dial right back?
Yes, I did by accident. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem. I thought he said he had to go in and participate in another show, too, and then I saw him. I was just saying goodbye to him on the chat wall, and then he was back in the studio. But, okay, yes. And I was just – I was laughing so hard at his comment that I went to find – there's a children's book out that's called Everybody Poops, and I was going to put it on the wall and tease him with it, but I didn't get there fast enough. But that was, like, interesting. Anyway, okay, so – let me see. Where did I say we were? And yeah, I agree, Lady A. I thought of Bella too, and even if he wasn't referring to her, the fact that he put her in our mind is a cool thing. So,
yeah.
All right, now, here is where we are. We have, I'm going to grab, excuse me, I'm going to grab the link that Titus sent for us, and then I will push play on his SoundCloud, and thank you, Tony, for sending this in, and only because I don't know how much he'll say on the video, I just want to say congratulations on the inspiration for the play, which is celebrating 35 years with your sweet Maureen, and I appreciate the SoundCloud, and if you ladies would click on this home with me, we will get to hear Titus read. Thank you, Tony.
The warmth of autumn love does bring. Love's folded frame will, by all accounts, remember our having read, engraved in my heart, such a time, such as this. Every year after that time in November, so crisp and even, then the square will always chime. Solemn sounds rust like how bronze it was before. We had scaled many years without our crystal ball. Your innocence has kept the ceramic smile I adore, polished like a china doll with its wraparound shawl. Fruits of the labor's marriage serves a golden fleece. The healing power quartz has now levered us both, our being hooked. Berries have become a showpiece, never to be forgotten where it was love had betrothed. Time of endurance, marriage to compare the tweed to autumn warmth. Did russet sweet though simplify? A beveled edge of weather levered fade indeed had aged the cushion charms ourselves to sigh. Having netted your oval eyes in the first place, saw for the very first time comparisons to eternal youth. Our love became like clade, a figure of eight to aid the everlasting promise I had made, the solid proof.
Now, I'm finding myself intrigued at the photo that he included. The photo at the bottom, it's always so endearing when you get a little snippet of the person, the poet, the inspiration for the poem. And then you look at the words, and then it reminds me, I forgot that it was a word bank, because I know we were talking earlier about Wayne, like he can grab an entire list and pack them in there for us and give us an amazing story. But I tell people all the time that when I think of the word bank poets, there's a couple that I wouldn't enter a contest to try and beat, and Tony's definitely one of them. He can dazzle with the words and use them in ways that I would have never thought, showing his level of skill, of course. I like the theme, the fruits of the labor, marriage serves a golden fleece. The healing power of quartz has leveled us both. Our being hooked, berries have become a showpiece, never to be forgotten. I'm echoing, and I don't know why. I'm going to stop reading his words because I don't want to ruin them. And just, I'm going to try something first. Just seeing if I can make some comments. just to be safe. There we go. The time of endurance in marriage, to compare the tweed to autumn warmth. I love the thought of that, to compare the tweed to the autumn warmth, because usually the first thought people have with autumn is the coolerness. So to pull in that russet autumn warmth was quite original. But like all these little pieces that pull us in with stuff like the polished, like a China doll with a wraparound shawl, and all that on a smile, I adore. Just those three words, smile, I adore. It's just like it melts your heart that there's so much romance in there. And that is always, always prominent in the rites when he's writing about Maureen. This is an amazing share. Congratulations on celebrating 35 years since the day you met. And thank you for sending the beautiful SoundCloud, because it's not quite the same unless you're reading it for me yourself. I love to hear you read. Thank you so much, Titus. And let me get you some comments. Let me let the ladies back in and find out. Okay, so I think that somebody needs to just mute their computer or something. That might be what it is. Let me see which one it is. It is testing 1, 2, 3. Okay. Sis, do you have your computer on or something near you? Because it's echoing from your phone.
I have my computer on, but there's no, like, sound coming. I turned the sound off.
Okay. All right. We don't hear it at the moment anyway. So if you wouldn't mind, will you please comment on Titus's masterpiece?
Yeah, I love Titus's writing. I think he's a superb writer, actually, and he has old world speak when he does his pieces. It's you're thrown back in time, at least I am. And I love the sentiment. I love that he writes about his wife and speaks so highly of her and loves her so well. And I just thought it was a really beautiful piece. And he has that ability to express himself so very well. I loved it. It was beautiful.
Awesome comment. Thank you. And Linda, will you comment for Titus as well, please?
Sure. I, like Lady A, love Titus's writing. It's so lovely. And he so adores his wife. I've seen that in previous writings of his. But I myself have been inspired by one of Titus's poems to write, using one line of his to write my own poem, and which is one of my favorites. So it came out very well. Titus has a way of inspiring through his words very easily. And this is no exception. And I, too, like the we scaled many years without our crystal ball. Your innocence has kept a ceramic smile I adore, polished like a China doll with its wraparound shawl. Just lovely. So good job, Titus. Once again, you've really brought the power to the page, so thank you for sharing.
Awesome comment. Thank you very much, ladies. Okay, so here is where we stand. You two lovely chicks each have your poem to do. I have one more recording, and I have Iris and Crystal, who may need readers if Crystal doesn't come. So, Linda, if you would put your poem on the board, that would be fantastic. Or tell me what it's called.
It's called yeah. Heart of Gold.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah.
I'm falling asleep. So.
Okay, do Lady Ace then.
If you don't mind, I just.
Yeah, no, I don't see yours on the board either. Can you put it directly up for us?
It's on the board.
Okay, and if you have not seen it already, I sent you an email earlier.
Let me see. Yeah, it's on the board. It's called My Bel Air Chevrolet. I put it on the board there.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get to the board. Just because of your title, I'm thinking that you wrote to that thing I sent today, and that's a big special for my very last Monday of the month. I had said that.
Yeah, that's what I wrote for.
Dang, are
you kidding me? Really? Oh.
Yeah, that's why I said.
We'll save it. What was the theme for tonight? Because I certainly didn't write to the right one, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. And that one was special for that show, and I appreciate that you're willing to let it wait. Will you read Iris for me?
Sure.
Okay. Let me grab that. I am anxious to hear it, but that was picked especially for that night. So you're ahead of the game. How about that?
Well, I'm ahead of the game with that one, and I'm ahead of the game with another one. I got the horse, the black stallion horse for a prompt pick, and I don't know when that show is going to be. Did I miss that?
I think that one was the challenge contest that Lockdown Larks sponsored, and that has not closed yet, so that's still there.
Yeah, okay.
So it's all good.
Okay, so I'm ahead of the game by 2 poems. Yay! Okay, so I don't have, I just refreshed and I don't have her, let me try again. I don't have her poems showing.
I'll put it again, it's good. Well, you should see one of those, I hope.
No, I don't. What's it called?
Echoes of a Season, but wait a minute, I'm coming to, I don't see your inbox. What the heck is going on? Like you had told me that you put your poem on the board, but I still don't see that. But all right, wait a minute, you probably put, let me see. You probably, yeah, you did. You put it on the board that it belongs on. It's just not, so that's good. And I just messaged you the link directly.
Okay, let me see what's going on here. The situation, people, we're having technical difficulties, and so I hope people will forgive us for being dumb. At least I feel dumb. Okay, I got it now. Echoes of a Season by Iris 3. Let me see, because I haven't had laid eyes on this at all. The season is a ferocious king. Trees stand impoverished, their silken kimonos of jade having turned to coarse corduroy coats, a frazzled paperwork of copper and brass. Lanes are perforated with mahogany and wood splinters drenched in a chocolate syrup for autumn's monarchical procession. His queen is a kindred spirit. Vermilion and crimson tassels dangle in her leafy necklaces. Gold coins trickle out of her sepia terrain, bedecking the rocky hill slopes in panels of chrysanthemums and goldenrod. Breezes twist the fall foliage into a mosaic tiled floor of cinnamon. Few footsteps prove to be a sheltered cove, crunching the crispy matted corridor. The sky breaks a wind of powder blue. Sky breathes a wind of powdered blue to perfect the weather in a peaceful sway, and a picnic basket is opened forth for the crackle of leaves to dissolve in the crackles of an autumn party. End poem.
Thank you very much. I love that title, Echoes of the Season. The season is a ferocious king. Trees stand impoverished, their silken kimonos of jade having turned to coarse corduroy coats. I kind of like that silken kimonos of jade for those trees. I have never, ever heard someone call that kimonos. So I'm jealous. I would have loved to write their silken kimonos of jade. Brilliant metaphor. I love the use of the colors, and she packed tons of color in there. I already lost track by halfway through of how many splendid colors she dripped into this poem. I don't remember the photo for sure, but like it matters. She just painted a vivid image in my mind with all this, and Breeze's twist, the fall of foliage into a mosaic tilled. Yeah, I can't even talk. Breezes twist the fall of foliage into a mosaic tiled floor of cinnamon. I mean, just that image is gorgeous. And then ending it with the word cinnamon, it gives you the vision of the color, but you also get like your brain has a burst of the scent of it, you know? So it's an absolutely gorgeous piece. And Iris, thank you very much for writing for the show. I appreciate it. And Lady A, you read it for her. Will you please comment as well?
Well, I thought it was beautiful and very descriptive, and I thought it was a pleasant and cozy kind of a read, and I enjoy that very much, that laid back and relax when you read a story like that. I thought it was beautiful.
Awesome comment. And Linda, will you comment, please?
I sure will. Yeah, what a lovely little poem. I love how she wrote about the forest, the trees. Very, very smart wording. The silken kimonos of jade having turned to coarse corduroy coats. I like that. And just all around, the lines were just beautiful, full of color, which made it very warm and inviting. And the imagery was just out of this world. So I really liked it. Great, great, great job, Iris.
Some comments, lady. And now let's see.
I found a fall poem, Deb, if you want me to read it.
Okay. Right now, I've just clicking. Hers is up there. I'm just losing my mind. So I put Linda's on the board. So we will do Linda's, Lady A's, and then we will do Gerald's. And if Crystal doesn't call by then, oh, there she is. She's been on hold for 2 minutes. We're in good shape. I was just going to say I will read for her. Crystal! Hello, doll.
Hi.
So you're just in time to hear the last couple of poems. You were here for 2 minutes, but I don't know if that was long enough to get to hear Iris. No?
I did not hear Iris, no.
I thought so. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, Linda. Take us away, please.
Okay, I need to refresh here. Let me, come on. Okay. My phone is acting a little slow. For some reason, it's not coming up. Huh. Give me one more second here. Keeps clicking to the topic board. Okay, here we go.
Thank you for waiting. I didn't follow the criteria because I didn't have time, so I just brought this one, which is a Deb poem, I might say. It's called The Heart of Gold, and it goes something like this. A puppet of bisque with cornflower eyes and a suit made of purple and red came from a box of sycamore wood of things most forgotten or dead. Her clothes had a wrinkle and some fingertips broke, but she was a thing to behold. Her shoes were handmade out of bronze with inlay and held onto a key made of gold. This key of gold was a magical gift but needed a lock of its kind. It was given to her by the magical ones for a lock of true love she would find. She had a smile like none that you've ever seen, one that was so full of vim. Her hair was made out of crimson red yarn, and her name was simply just Pim. Now Pim took a deep breath as they opened the box, then slowly she let it seep out. She blinked her eyes three or four times, releasing most of her doubt. Then Pim heard the most wonderful sound coming from across the room, a marionette like an ornament sat composing a soft, gentle tune. Pim was enamored by this marionette, even though he was stuffed unlike she, and his khakis looked very dapper as such. They only went down to his knees. "Hey, what's your name?" called the marionette. "Mine is Marion Pierre. I live to play music on my keyboards of sound, and please anyone who may care. I'll be your sweet huckleberry and listen to your magical tunes. I so love your sweet melodies. I'll be here each day around noon." Now Marion on his side wore a velvety bag, one cut out for a boy. He was tall and he smelled like fresh cypress cut and was an expensive toy. Well, Pim at one time was also of worth, but the years have now tagged her quite old. The only thing now that has kept her of worth was that key around her neck made of gold. But at night when the toys were all put away, Marion was placed in his bed, and Pim, well, she went into the box that was labeled most forgotten and dead. The child that owned them was snooty and only would play with the best, but Pim's golden key was a godsend that kept her alive with the rest. Now this went on for a very long time, but neither the two meant to be. So for years they just met from across the room and Pim held on to her key. But this one fine day it did happen. The child got tired of them. That's when things got real crazy. She put Marion Pierre next to Pim. They sat there and talked for a minute till Marion showed Pim what he had. He secretly showed her the treasure inside his velvety bag. At first, Pim was excited. She gasped at what she just saw. She tried to keep her composure, so she sat there in total awe. Pim looked at Marion with tears in her eyes and asked if she could just see, for he had a lock deep in his bag and has been looking for just the right key. You see, Pim searched around all her life for a lock, one day that would fit her gold key. But alas, neither locket or treasure chest found had a lock that would open by thee. So slowly she tried the key in the lock, but alas, it just wouldn't fit. Then a tear fell from Pim's cheek to the lock and washed away rust from it. Then Marion slipped Pim's key in the lock, and alas, it fit like a glove. This in return could only mean that Pim had found her true love. "I'm just a toy, just a funny boy that brings out your laugh when you're blue. And now that we've found my lock fits your key, I want you to know I love you." In poem.
Aww. Yeah, I remember this one. I guess I'm reading you, Deb. "I wrote you details, pull the listener in, and keep us wanting more after each stanza." And I loved the way you used the word bank. And then I quote, "You are a brilliant story poet." And this is fantastic. So I'm glad you brought it. Christmas, what do you think, hon?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. The whole
because the story has, like, really good rhyme and rhythm and everything, and you just keep reading on and on. Like, I feel like I could have been a child sitting on a floor just listening to a storybook, because I feel like the pictures are, like, very visual, and it's, like, really good detail and stuff like that, like, just of this toy doll and things like that. But, yeah, I think you did a great, great job. I like just how, especially the beginning of it, where you're talking about, like, the sycamore wood or describing her hair or things like that, or how she had this gold key. And but, yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Thank you, Crystal.
Well, some comment. Crystal, you don't sound like yourself, and I hope whatever it is gets by you really fast. Lady A, will you comment for Linda, and then I will – oh, I already put the last of the – will you comment for Linda and then read for us, please?
Read – who do you want me to read?
I want you to comment for Linda and then read your poem.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, Linda has to be one of the best storytelling poets I have ever heard on this site, and I enjoy every one of them. You have a very wonderful gift of storytelling, using all kinds of visual effects, if you will, and I love the honesty of your poetry, too. It is exactly how you say it is, and I think there's no airs about you or anything like that, and I love the natural simplicity of it, but you have a real excellent rhyme and cadence gift when you do write, because you have it metered out so that it sounds the same. You have it, the rhythm in it is just fantastic.
Thank you. So true, my darling. That's very nice.
What a great comment. All righty. Your poem is on the board, sis.
Okay, so I'll save the other one for when you have the show about it. And this is called Tucked Between Summer and Fall. Oh, no, let me see. I think it's just a brevity by the look of it. Unless I can't get in it or something's wrong. Hang on a second, let me see. Yeah, it's just a brevity. Ocean swims, summer whims end, and fall we will contend. Gold, red, and tangerine, birch and maple shed their leaves. September, children back to school, and soon after, time for Yule. End poem.
Oh. I liked the brevity. You filled it with... And you know, quite a few of those colors, even though accidental, quite a few of those colors are in the choices for tonight. So, see that? You're ahead of the game. And you were banging, didn't even know it. Now that it takes. And you did it a frickin' year ago. So, no. Talk about premonition.
I
like the images. I think that you were able to. It's like three lines of poetry, and you were able to jam-pack it with descriptors. And the pumpkins that you wrote for are really cool. I like the images that are carved into there, the fish bones and the crab. I love the ocean feel. Like, those are the pumpkins that should be at your cottage type of thing. So I think that this was a very endearing share, and I'm very glad you brought it. What do you think, Linda?
Well, you know, Lady A, you write so well, and even in brevity, you shine. But yeah, I love the picture you chose to write to. The pumpkins just scream of fall, and the water and the dock say summer. So it's like you kind of combine the two together. But and the summer whims end with fall. We'll contend. Nice line, but you too have a way of writing so honestly
and I really appreciate that. Your poems are whimsical, and this was in a way kind of whimsy and enchanting, and I liked it a lot. So thank you for sharing it, sweetheart.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You're very
there's a real, like, I look at this, it's just three lines, but I look at this and I can feel the difference in the air. I can feel there's a difference in the smell of the sea. There's something different when fall, when it switches over from summer to, you know, in those late August days. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And you can feel it everywhere around you that it's fall. And like today, I was driving home and I thought, there's no leaves on the trees at all. They're all bare now. There was not a single leaf left. And it's just such a dramatic. We had a lot of snow today. We had about, 6 or 8
wow.
inches of snow today. Our first snowfall, so that was nice.
That's probably knocked a lot of the leaves down, too.
All
right. Well, Crystal, will you comment for Lady A and then read your poem for us?
All right. I like that you bring out the changes of between summer to fall. Like, heard you talking about the ocean and how there's warm winds, and then suddenly the winds change and you have all this beautiful gold, red, and tangerine, which I love you bring out those colors. And then bringing out I can just, like, smell the maple and then smell all the different smells of fall and things. But, yeah, I think this is a really beautiful brevity.
Thank you. Short and sweet.
Yeah, literally. All right, I've got mine. All right. This is called Remembering the Days of Autumn Leaves. Crimson's colors paint the crunch of dry, stiff leaves brushing in the wind. She wanders past the walnut twine of crisp, rich stems of a quill pen. Starry pages dwindle like a tumbleweed of the journey of past years. Barrels of brass and beaded buttons tickling the fibers of her plaid cashmere. Cherry, butterscotch, and tangerine threads weave in the pockets of a splintered bark. She whispers to the velvet memories of a quiet day in the park. Hardwood covers bookmark with a dimpled dangle of a golden leaf. She gazes to the yellow circle, remembering the days of autumn leaves. And boom.
Gorgeous, Kristen. With a dimpled dangle of a golden leaf. She gazes to the yellow circle, remembering the days of autumn leaves. This is gorgeous from the very first line. Crimson colors paint the crunch. Paint the crunch off dry, stiff leaves. Crystal, tonight I've been hit with a couple metaphors that I'm jealous of, and paint the crunch off dry leaves, is one of those metaphors. I really love that. And towards the end, cherry, butterscotch, and tangerine threads weave in the pockets of a splintered bark. She whispers to the velvet memories of a quiet day in the park. It gorgeous, tranquil, fall image bursting with color. And I enjoyed the imagery very much. And I appreciate you for calling very much. And let me get you a couple comments. Sis, what did you think?
Well, you know, I can't say anymore, Crystal, that, you know, you're the baby of the family anymore, because you've grown up into a wonderful young lady, and you know, and you're in love and all the rest of that, so we can't tease you anymore about being young. But young is like how long ago did you join the group? What, 4 years ago?
This group, almost 3, I think.
Yeah,
and
Chris was the youngest one in our group, and had the wisdom of Dalai Lama, really, in her way she's interacted with us. But your poetry has always been so gorgeous and lovely, and this is no exception. You have the colors in here. You have tactile stuff like the wind, and she wanders past the walnut twine of crisp ridged stems of a quill pen. Like you have that thing that you can grab a hold of and hold it to yourself, like it's like a teddy bear to hang on to, and you have a crisp, clean, clear way of writing, but it's, at the same time, it's always filled with emotions, and I know that you've achieved a lot of different accomplishments with your poetry too, as far as, you know, front page picks and that sort of thing, but I think you have a gift, and I love it. Hardwood covers bookmarked with a dimpled dangle of a golden leaf. She gazes to the yellow circle, remembering the days of autumn leaves. And what a terrific line. That's my favorite line of the whole. With a dimpled dangle of a golden leaf. Beautiful line.
Isn't it, though? Great comment.
Yeah.
And Linda, will you comment for Crystal, too, please?
Yeah, Crystal, and Lady A was spot on about saying your writing is very intelligent, but the thing I like about this is it's very crisp and clean. There's no superfluous words or, you know, it's just there and it's beautiful and nothing should be added or taken away. It's clean. And I like that about this piece, but the use of color in here is beautiful, and the imagery was really cool. But I like that phrase with dimpled dangles of a golden leaf as well. She gazes to the yellow circle, remembering the days of autumn leaves. Really very, very delightful. I liked your poem, so thank you for bringing it and sharing it.
Thank you, ladies.
Thomas. Okay, ladies, well, we are on the last poem of the night, and it's a SoundCloud that was sent in by Gerald. So right before we do that, I was just checking to see. Tomorrow we're supposed to start the new sporadic special show called Crapshoot with Gress and Hatter, but that had to be postponed to next week. So it looks like we're going to take the night off because nobody grabbed the open slot. And then Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, we are going to celebrate the poetry from the Winter Park Paint Out with hosted by myself and Mark Andrew J. Terry. And the poems are incredible, and just about every one of the medal winners responded. So there should be some gorgeous poetry tomorrow at 9. And then on Thursday at 10, Sweet Pea's doing some open poetry. So there is the next few days. Hope to see you guys there. Now, if you would please click on Gerald, we will listen to him read for us. And here we go.
Leaving, written in red by Gerald Green. The trucks all loaded, chores are done, and now it's time to leave. But one last look, one final look, to stave a swelling grieve. Today the whiskered stock is calm, barbed wire holds them in, as wool grows back and fur gets thick, like quilts replacing skin. The freshman breathes cool country air, his roots before his eyes, the wrinkled road and rocky land beneath mosaic skies. His dog is tethered to the barn. Goodbyes and hugs are done. No tears allowed, he told himself. His journey has begun. Within a week, the rain will come, and mud will swell and stick to boots and hooves for weeks and months, that make the barnyard slick. But now his life is books and labs, as college life demands. His brain will now be exercised instead of calloused hands. The sugar maples wave their red and yellow orange leaves as if to wish him all the best with what his work achieves. The slatted house of gray and white, three generations old, still stands, reminding of what is valued more than gold. The church bell sounds, reminding him of friends he'll leave behind, and dreams unfilled by circumstance for those caught in the grind. But now he must head for the train that goes to Albany, where noise and chaos normalize new victims doggedly. He didn't know he had not come back, that war would be declared. He had joined the army, fight with grit. His life would not be spared. End poem.
Aww. Wow. That he got us there at the end. He didn't know he'd not come back. The war would be declared. He joined the army, fight with grit. His life would not be spared. And my grandfather was in World War II, and that last stanza there could have spoke of him as well. From the very beginning, the truck's all loaded, chores are done, and now it's time to leave. But one last look, one final look, to stay the swelling grief. And right there, I got like a lump in my throat waiting to hear what comes next. Man, today the whiskered stock is calm. Barbed wire holds them in as wool grows back and fur gets thick like quilts replacing skin. The rhyme and cadence here, this is one of them ones that would have really impressed AP and Hatter, who are big fans of Gerald's as well. This is a breathtaking story with spot on rhyme and flow, amazing visuals, but nothing is filled with as much impact as the way I felt, the overwhelming smack of emotion that I got by the time we were done. I salute the man who was lost, and thank him for putting himself out there for me and all the rest of us. And I thank Gerald for sharing this incredible heartfelt story and making the video, as always. Very impressive. You never cease to impress, Gerald. Absolutely. You can write to anything. Thank you so much. Yeah. Linda, what did you think?
Well, I love Gerald's writing. He's so prolific, but this was very sweet and a great buildup to the last verse. He didn't know he'd not come back, that war would be declared. He joined the army, fight with grit. His life would not be spared. How sad. But all these lines before that are a story with a tribute to his life and what was important to him. And I think that's sweet. So, Gerald, you've done it once again. Thank you for sharing.
Another comment. And the last comment goes to you, sis.
Well, I really like Gerald's writing, too, and have from the very beginning. But he writes, you know, about this type of topic. Also, and I just feel like in some ways he's so much more fortunate than some of the other vets that are out there, in the sense that he has writing as an outlet to get out whatever emotions he's experiencing. I find it slips out in some of these poems here, even though it was a upbeat poem to a degree until the very end. I think that that's his way of that's his normal. You know what I mean? I could be wrong in this, but just to me, it was a way to show us and whoever else is reading that he's working on things. You know what I mean? So that he's comfortable in his own memories and that sort of thing. I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not, but I really liked it. I think he's much more. He has a lot more depth to his writing than just reading the words on the page, I find.
I totally agree. Well, ladies, we are at that moment. So before I do my sign-off, Linda, do you have any shows coming up that you want to push before we close down?
I do. I don't have the date handy. It's the second to last Saturday of the month at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Saturday night. Come join the Liquid Damage Lounge. So you guys can look around for that. We'll have a banner out shortly. We haven't picked a topic yet, but we'll get on that. So, yeah, look out for the Liquid Damage Lounge and come and join us for some fun. We like to have fun.
Oh, yeah. Fun is always fun. Okay. I appreciate it. And, Lady A, I think you're not on the schedule till next week, so I'm sure you don't know what you want to do, or do you?
Well, not right now, but I was going to say if you needed somebody tomorrow night or Wednesday, you switched it anyways, but if you needed somebody tomorrow night, I could help you out.
If you're more than welcome to grab tomorrow if you would like. And tomorrow is just a special, Wednesday is just a special, and there are 5 Wednesdays of the month, so you still have your 2 on the schedule. But, yes, if you would like to do something tomorrow, knock yourself out. Just tell me what time you would like to start the show, and I'll fix that up for you. Thank you.
Okay. Did you want me to just message you after?
Yeah. Do you know what time you would like the show to be?
Well, I think I'd like to have it 9 Eastern. That makes it 10 o'clock for me at night.
Okay. And do you know what you might do, or you want to give it a little bit of thought and then make up
I got to think of it for a little bit, yeah, but, you know, kind of, I'm gearing towards open poetry, but I'd like to have some kind of a topic.
If you keep an eye on the topic board in the chat room, we are going to have a show tomorrow at 9, and Lady A will set that up for us, and we can check for the topic so we can bring some poetry for her. And then again, Wednesday is the art show. So on that note, I'd like to take this moment to just tell you all how wonderfully amazing you are and how blessed I feel to get to spend so much time with you week after week. The show's amazing because of all you guys and the fabulous, mind-blowing poetry that comes out of here is a sight to behold how do you say that when it's really a sight to hear? So anyway, but I want to say thanks to having
music to my ears.
Yeah, right? Something like that. It tickles my brain and I like it. But thanks to Hatter and thank you to Sweet P and AP. And I want to say thank you to Kay and Steven and Sky and David and Wayne and Kimberly and Linda and Lady A and Crystal for calling. And thank you to Wayne and Gerald and Tony for the amazing recordings. And thank you to Angel and Iris and Hal and Budo for sending in the poems. I appreciate you all very much. And I look forward to getting to spend my Mondays with you. I will drop a little sneak peek of the topic board for next week. I'm trying to stall for a half a second because I'm trying to remember what date that would be to, let's pull that up. That would be 12/6. So let me find 12/6 really quickly, and I will tell everyone that, hey, that makes no sense. there it is. Okay. The my prompt for next Monday is in four parts. There are some amazing quotes. There are some shapes. There are crayons, and then there's beautiful images. And it's all four seasons are covered in it, so you can write about anyone you want. So check out that topic to get your favorite photo before it is snapped up. And stay tuned again for Lady A's topic board. And I think that is everything. And since we didn't get to hear it to start the show, I am going to put on the amazing song that Hatter wrote to sing us out of here with. Love and respect to all. And ladies, thank you for staying till the last minute. Let's sing with Hatter. Ready? And
I
just love you back. Love and respect, ladies. Here we go.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
Lady A.